WestNewberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
To WrestleMania. This was Monday Night Raw. Man, what a show.
Where do we start?
Let's start with what we just saw. And that was Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman in the ring, and Paul Heyman sounding off about how Roman Reigns can't and won't beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. It's not going to happen.
According to Heyman, it's not.
At least according to Paul Heyman.
And as we know, Paul Heyman doesn't give predictions. He gives spoilers.
Yeah, and he gave us a big old spoiler last year. And, well, he was proven right. Because they said it couldn't happen. And, well, he said it could, and it did.
Yeah.
He gave the prison beating to John Cena, and, well, John Cena's not in the main event.
Mm-mm.
Can he boldly predict what's going to happen?
Well, history is definitely on Brock's side, that's for sure.
It really, really is. There was a power struggle because Roman Reigns grabbed the belt from Brock Lesnar when they went face to face. And it was like, there was a tug of war at the end. It's like, that's the moment. That's what you wanted to see. It put Roman on the same level as Brock.
Because they actually struggled for the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, finally we get something between these two. It's like, where was this 2-3 weeks ago? Although, I will say it does not bode well for Sunday, the fact that when Roman came out and he took that belt, they booed him.
Yeah, they booed him out of that building.
That was pretty harsh. Like, nobody's happy with that. I have a feeling it's only going to be worse Sunday, unless by some luck or sheer dumb luck, Roman gets cheered, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think he's going to get cheered on Sunday. There will be a section of the crowd cheering him, but they will be drowned out on Sunday.
Yeah, there are going to be some unhappy fans on Sunday, but this was a great segment. This was finally what this feud needed. I mean, you've had Paul Heyman selling it for weeks. You've had Roman, good Lord, if I could talk, Roman attempting to sell it for the last couple weeks. He's done his best. He's not the best on the mic, so it's really not what it needed. But Heyman's been doing the absolute best work I've ever seen him do to try and get this over as best he can, and he's been trying. Tonight was the most convincing sell that they've done since the Blizzard episode where Heyman and Lesnar and Roman all have had their first stare down.
Here's a word to describe Paul Heyman. Passionate.
I was going to say God, but okay.
But just keep the word passionate in mind.
Yeah, the theme of tonight's episode, passionate.
We're going to talk about more passion later.
It's the word of the day, y'all.
Ah! All right, we'll talk about the other couple big angles here in a second. Let's recap some matches.
Okay.
Dean Ambrose and R-Truth took on Stardust and Luke Harper, and this is where you go ears.
Yeah. Damn you, Luke Harper, for giving me feels about Stardust. I hate you so much.
Luke Harper covered Stardust ears, and Lindsay was like, oh.
Because they were chanting Cody at Stardust, and so Luke covered his ears. It was the cutest thing ever. It's like, oh, you big bearded lunatic. It's like, you're such a good big brother. You really are.
Right.
He's like, here, younger brother, crazy younger brother, here, let me look out for you. Covers ears.
Right.
This big swamp dude who will, like, take your head off, he'll look out for the little guy. Like, it just... God damn it, they need to push Luke Harper.
Yeah, they do.
It's like the worst way they need to push Luke Harper, just because he's so random and it's awesome.
Dean Ambrose and R-Truth beat Stardust and Luke Harper when R-Truth got the victory. And then Dean Ambrose showed how white he really, really is.
Yeah, Dean cannot dance. He so cannot dance. He tried. He failed.
He did try. He did fail. Then we had a 10-man tag, and this is where we're going to talk about passion again. It was Miz Dow, Adam Rose, and The Ascension taking on Titus O'Neil, Darren Young, Ryback, Zack Ryder, and Eric Rowan.
Eric!
Bill Simmons was on commentary. You can tell he's passionate about WWE.
Can we have Bill Simmons come back?
He was the best commentator celebrity they've had in I don't even know how long.
Dude, they need to freaking hire Bill Simmons.
They can't afford Bill Simmons.
They need to find a way to, because, oh my God, give that man his own show on the network. Put him as a commentator on Monday Night Raw. Do something. Because that was fantastic. Like, him and Jon Stewart, I need them on my television. Every week.
Bill Simmons knew about the product. He goes to these shows. He talked about Brock Lesnar. He talked about the Battle Royal. He brought up history. It was tremendous. Well done, Bill Simmons. Well done.
Yeah. It's so, like, it's always so refreshing when you get people who are fans of the product and are knowledgeable about the product on the show, because you can obviously tell the celebrities that are doing this because their publicists are making them do this versus the celebrities that are genuine fans of WWE and they want to be there and they're excited to be there. And you could tell Bill Simmons wanted to be there. He was excited. He was sitting there interacting with everybody. He was giving great insight. He was hitting them with all kinds of knowledge. You know,
he was everything a commentator should be.
Yeah, I mean, he knew his stuff, which is so freaking refreshing.
Right.
As opposed to some other celebrities that come on and they just like screw around and they don't really know what they're doing. And, you know, I get some people, they don't know what they're doing and they come on and it's just, they're there because they want to promote a movie and their publicist is making them. But it's like to have Bill Simmons come on and actually know what he was talking about and talk about it in an intelligent manner was amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like, thank you. This is what guests should do.
Exactly. The WWE Universe had the chance to vote on the WWE app, and they did. They chose Seth Rollins, Jamie Noble, and Jerry Mercury to fight Randy Orton. And it sort of was Seth Rollins trying to hit Orton a couple times. He got out of the ring a bunch of times. And Orton beat Noble, Mercury, and Rollins after the RKO on Noble. They kept them apart, but they had some interaction.
Yeah, they had a little interaction, but not a lot, which is going to get them to Sunday. So it was just kind of the perfect little push to get them there.
This next matchup gave me hopes for Sunday because the WWE Universe finally gave Divas a chance.
This was a great match.
Nikki Bella versus Paige for the Divas Championship. Nikki Bella said Stephanie granted her the power to let the girls decide which one of the two got the title shot. And there was earlier on, they were like, who's going to get it, who's going to get it? And, well, Paige was the one who ended up getting it. And these girls had a fantastic match. The crowd was in it. They bought the near falls.
They did.
Which is like, when was the last time you really got a crowd behind a Divas match on WWE TV that the crowd cheered the pinfalls?
It's been a long time. I will say that. It's been a very long time. And this was great back and forth, great drama between the two. They were hitting some big spots, a lot of near finishes. The fans were into it. And then, well, things kind of went south.
Not because they did something bad, just because of accident, when AJ accidentally hit Paige with an elbow when she wasn't looking. And, well, Nikki then laying out Paige, hit the rock attack for the win to retain the title. Then after the match, Paige just went after AJ, and AJ fought back at Paige, and, well, the partners are no longer on the same page. And it was exactly what the Bella Twins wanted.
Yep, the plan worked. They split AJ and Paige apart, despite the fact that AJ kind of was like, hey, I think they're trying to split us apart, and Paige is like, no, that's totally fine. And so, will AJ and Paige get on the same page come Sunday, or will the Bellas prevail?
Big question. We'll give our predictions for that entire show Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the rack. The next matchup we need to talk about was a rematch from SmackDown, the interspecies matchup. Matadors and Torito taking on Kid, Cesaro, and Natalya.
Well, Natty certainly had a wild ride.
She was attempting to ride the bull, and, well, she lost.
I don't know who was attempting to ride who there. But, yeah, basically Natty ended up with a bull between her legs.
Hey-ho. So the Matadors and Torito win. Swagger fought Rusev again. It's like, did anyone think Swagger had a chance when John Cena's the one looking to beat the undefeated streak?
No.
So Rusev killed Swagger. He would refuse to release the accolade. John Cena came out. They brawled, and then Cena got his ass kicked.
We should note that the crowd was very loudly chanting, "We want Lana."
Yes, they were.
It was like, Lana, you're being paged.
Right?
Lana!
Right? There was this awkward moment in this beatdown. I don't know how to
pee. There was one? I think there were several in this beatdown, actually.
There was, you know the moment I'm talking about.
Yes, I know the moment. We spent the whole beatdown basically sitting here going, that's a meme, that's a meme, that's a gif, yeah. That's a meme, that's really a meme. Like, the whole beatdown. Because of faces and gestures and body movements and thrusting and...
Rusev had John Cena's legs, and he lifted him up and then sort of thrust it when he's up and... Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way to describe that that isn't sexual.
Yeah, it was just really, really, really kind of just... Yeah, you're sitting there going, well, I know the internet. I know where this is headed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it was a really good beatdown. Basically, you had John Cena end up on the table, Rusev's got him in the accolade, and Rusev is refusing to let go. He got one of the refs mad at him, and we kept saying, you know, dude, you pissed the ref off, he's gonna come after you, just, like, chill, okay?
Right. Pretty much that was the case. The main event on the show was Dolph Ziggler versus Daniel Bryan with Dean Ambrose as the special referee.
I need Dean to be the special referee more often.
They had a good match. In a surprise, Ziggler beats Daniel Bryan for the second time in a row. After the match, everyone went for the belt.
Pretty much.
And everyone, well, was dead at the end.
Pretty much.
Okay. Those are the wrestling matches. Now we have some more angles to get to. Opened up with, for the first time in history, and this was what it was like. It is the date, right? Yeah. We are at the date of the death of WCW. 14 years.
How apropos.
And Sting makes his debut in WWE 14 years later.
It's so weird.
But he felt natural this time.
He did. He did. And he wasn't out of breath.
No, he wasn't. He talked about, he said, this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw. He did some moves. He said, he's not here to talk about WCW. He's not here to fight for that. Because it's ridiculous at this point. He's here for one reason, and that's to take down Triple H.
He's taking over for TNA! Oh, wait.
Stephanie McMahon coming to the ring. It's very, like, every promo Sting did for a while, Dixie would show up, and it's just funny how Steph showed up. She talked about how, you know, this is what it feels like to be in the ring with the Stinger, the last holdout from WCW, and she congratulated him, and he was fired back with, "So, you're a spoiled brat, right?" And it was an honor for him to be in there, and she said that it was a big fish in the tiny pond of WCW, and well, to say that pond, she would compare him to a dog, but she doesn't want to insult dogs. Stephanie told Sting that WCW lost, and Sting lost his dignity and pride with it. She said he's going to lose whatever he has left of it when Triple H pins him on Sunday. Called him face painted Sting, face painted freak. I'm talking like Lindsay right now. Sting let out a woo again. Stephanie tried to slap him, but Sting caught her. Cue Triple H. He walks to the ring. He takes off his suit, jacket. He's ready to go. And then the best moment, which has become a meme and a gif, Stephanie slyly playing and pulling up Triple H's sledgehammer from underneath the ring.
Sledgy!
It's an awkward gif with her slowly pulling up his sledgy. It's amazing.
It is kind of amazing, especially where she's got this look like, "We are so going to ruin you," and then she gets a smirk.
Right. She had that smirk on it. So he had the sledgehammer, but Sting has his bat, and he was urging him to come on, but Seth pulled Hunter back, wait till Sunday. This was a money segment.
This was absolutely a money segment. This was, again, a lot of the segments tonight were the face-to-face encounters that we've been waiting for between the two characters, and they teased it last week with Sting coming out and helping Orton with the Authority, and this was Solo, Sting, and Hunter and Steph building up that match, building up that drama between the two, and they're really kind of having Hunter almost be afraid of Sting, which is kind of unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of awesome.
Apparently we're not allowed to talk about Stephanie pulling on Triple H's sledgehammer.
Well, it is PG.
So we shouldn't talk about how she slowly stroked his sledgehammer on national TV?
Nope.
Damn it.
She whipped it out and slowly stroked it. It's just, it's shameful.
Keep that in your brains. Just saying. This was a good use of Sting.
This was a very good use of Sting. Looking forward to the match on Sunday.
Hey, King Kittens, that's the whole point why we're phrasing it the way we are. Just get stuck.
Aw, are you picturing stroking Triple H's hammer? You know, Christian's going to get really jealous.
He goes, "Virgin ears are being destroyed."
What else is new? Welcome to the Wild Talk Radio Network. Destroyer of Virgin Everything.
Oh, and then we had another talking segment. This one featuring a celebrity named Snoop Dogg. He came down to the ring. He started talking about WrestleMania. And then out came Mr. Axelmania. Don't change the channel because he has arrived. And then he is it East Coast or West Coast. He said it's a worldwide thing. It's Axelmania running wild, not Snoop Mania. And, well, he did some lyrics trying to act all, you know, hip. Snoop said Axel's missing the most important mania of them all. And out came Hulk Hogan. And he said he, you know, he ran down Axel. He told Axel he's going to tell him a little story about mania. He said he knew when he pressed Andre the Giant that Hulk Hogan would live forever. That Hulk Mania would live forever. He said he knew Snoop Mania would live forever when he dropped his first LP. As far as Axel Mania, what's this brother smoking over here? He asked. Hogan then, you know, talked a little bit more. They ripped off their shirts a little bit. They tossed Axel out of the ring. And then when Snoop ripped off his shirt, we all saw the smallest arms in the world, brother.
Snoop needs a sandwich in the worst way.
He is so skinny.
He is, yeah, and they were doing the flexing shots. It's like, dude, just no. Just stop. It's like he's standing next to Hulk Hogan flexing, and it's like, even at Hogan's age, he's still pretty muscular and pretty ripped. And it's like, you're looking at Snoop, and you're like, no, honey, no. Just don't. I know you're trying, but just, it looks so bad.
Right.
But this was really entertaining. Even if Axel got his butt kicked.
Which you knew he would. Again, another thing. Snoop Dogg is passionate about wrestling.
Yeah. He was out there. He was having a good time. He was into it. I mean, just feeling the moment. He got to be in the ring with Hulk Hogan. I mean, what more can he ask for? He was just, that's the thing. It's like, he was having fun with it. And it's one thing if they have the celebrities real stiff and they're backstage and they really don't want to be there. And, you know, it's just, you can tell it's like, it's a cheap plug for him. This was, hey, I'm going to go out there and have fun. Because he really didn't shill anything, did he?
On his way to the ring, they promoted his new song.
Ah.
That's it.
Fair enough.
That's all they did.
That's all they did.
He didn't promote it. They did. It was that simple.
It was pretty awesome.
The key word tonight, passion. Passionate. Yeah.
It's the word of the day.
Because this man, well,
just play it.
He had some passion.
Why, oh why, do people hide from the truth? Is it because you're afraid? Is it because you're embarrassed to show the world who you truly are? And I understand, man, I do. Reality can be a very, very difficult pill to swallow, but that does not change the fact that each and every single one of you are guilty. You're guilty. Because the truth is that somewhere in there, deep down, you hate the person that you have become. The truth is, you hate your job because now the only thing you can see is the color green. The truth is that you wake up every morning, you look in that mirror and you don't like the person that is staring back at you. So you cover your face with makeup as if that's going to heal the sores. And it's going to kind of cover up all the inconsistencies and ugliness that is inside of you. But it does not change the fact that you are all liars. But me, I'm different. I'm not like you. I am not a liar. And I may be a lot of things, but I am not a liar. As a matter of fact, my tongue is the sword of truth, and it cuts through the deception of everything in your world. I speak the truth that you all so desperately try to hide yourself from. And if it's the truth that you all want, it's the truth that I will give you. The Undertaker is just like you. The Undertaker is a liar. He tries to hide the fact that he's lost. And he tries to deny the fact that he wants so desperately for his soul to be set free. But don't you worry about a thing, Undertaker. Because luckily, the angel with the burnt wings has been sent to take you back to the other side. And you see, there it is, that mystical aura you've all become so addicted to. Can you feel it, man? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Well, these spirits no longer operate by your command. These spirits belong to me now. As a matter of fact, everything belongs to me now. I control the light and the darkness, and these demons, they all march to my command. I am the judge. I judge the dead. I judge the living. And Undertaker, I have judged you. You are guilty. At WrestleMania, there will be no redemption. There will be no shield for you to be carried out on. The only thing you will receive is your fate sealed by Sister Abigail's kiss. And then, against your will and against everything that you stand for, I will take my rightful place among the gods as the new face of fear. At WrestleMania, you get the mercy that you so desperately have been begging for. At WrestleMania, Undertaker, you can finally rest in peace.
Passion, passion, passion. That man just sold WrestleMania for himself.
I've been saying it now for a couple weeks. And you really, really, really have to applaud Bray Wyatt for these past 6-7 weeks. Because he's been selling this feud entirely on his own.
It's a one-man show.
It's a one-man show. He's been going out there every week and selling this feud and doing his best to make this feud important and feel important and look important. And by God, if he hasn't done it. At least for me, I'm sold. I know for a lot of other people, they're sold as well. I'm sure there are people on their fence. I'm sure there are people that think it's stupid, and that's fine. But for me, tonight, this was the pinnacle of where this needed to go after the last couple weeks, because you saw him bear a piece of himself. And then we're not just talking Bray Wyatt, we're talking the man behind Bray Wyatt, who literally took probably all the crap that he's been going, that he had to go through to get to this point and manifest it into this promo and just let it all go. And just, it's like, I am here, I have finally arrived, I'm going to take my rightful place, and I'll be damned if you're going to stop me. Like, this was not somebody who said, oh yeah, Undertaker, I'm not afraid of you, and they're not on their A game. Bray Wyatt is ready for The Undertaker. This isn't Bray Wyatt needs to bring his best. It's The Undertaker needs to bring his best to beat Bray Wyatt. Because Bray's ready.
Bray Wyatt's ready for a fight. Bray Wyatt's ready to take a spot.
And that's what made this promo so amazing, is you heard the conviction and the passion and everything in his voice and through the words and through everything, and it means something to him. Like, that's the thing about this whole feud, is it means something to the man that's portraying the character is Bray Wyatt. And so because of that, that's going to come through to Bray. And we see that every time he speaks, because he speaks with such, I know admiration isn't the right word, so I'm going to go with conviction, about this feud. Because
he respects the man who is The Undertaker.
He respects The Undertaker, but he truly is not afraid of The Undertaker. Like, there's plenty of people who have said, oh, I respect you, but I'm not afraid of you. There are very few people who can actually say that and mean it. And Bray Wyatt seems to be one of those people where he respects the hell out of Taker and what he's done, but he's also not afraid to take what he feels is his. And this was just a really, really, really great example of what Bray Wyatt is capable of. Because here's the thing. Bray Wyatt either has demonic powers of his own that we saw manifest tonight, or he stole Taker's powers. That has not been explained yet.
He says he's the one who controls the light and the dark now. He has some sort of demonic power, and it's coming to the forefront as we head into WrestleMania. This was an awesome promo. There are a lot of people who may not like it. Maybe they're tired of the Undertaker type magics. This is what you needed. If you're not going to have the Undertaker on Monday Night Raw, you got everything you could ask for without him.
My only complaint about this feud is I would have liked to have seen a little bit more back and forth. I would have liked to have seen more mind games between Bray and Taker. But all things considered, this has been a great build. And my one complaint isn't on anybody in the feud. It's how the feud's been written and it's how it's been booked. But in terms of Bray going out there every week and just selling the hell out of this match, it's been phenomenal.
Right, and we will get more into that on Thursday night when we preview the entire show.
Yes.
And expect us to go into very long detail about this match. Because we have a lot of opinions on this match. With that said, we'll leave you with this. Tune into The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Because we got to break down WrestleMania. It's our WrestleMania preview.
Yes, we're going to be breaking down every match from top to bottom. We're going to be getting in-depth on some of them. We're going to be looking at all the details, and we're going to be making our picks, so Kane Kittens, get your sheet ready.
Plus, we're going up against the almighty Magic 8-Ball.
Yes.
Be ready. We're coming for you, Magic 8-Ball. We're going to take you down.
We're coming.
By the way, you can go to facebook.com/group/smalltalkradionetwork and give your picks for WTR Pick'em right now.
Yes.
And there will be plenty of sledgy talk. Just be ready. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR_rack and facebook.com/WTRack. Say it.
Sledgy!
Check out rackradioshow.com as well. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/WTRack. Saturday night, midnight ish is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandmidnight. Check out the website CBRadioLive.com and use the hashtag BlameRob. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega, recapping WrestleMania 11 p.m. Eastern. Speaking of WrestleMania, Mace will be simming matches on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at twitch.tv/themacething2. Check it out. You can follow. We'll be back next Monday night, I should say, for the Raw Post Show, recapping everything from the fallout of WrestleMania. That is Monday Night Raw, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you like Lindsay's work, because she's about to tell you it, and there's a picture on your screen right now. It's amazing. Tell me about it.
Well, you can go check out Lead Me Home, the latest piece featuring Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker. It took me about 4 days to do, so please go check it out, because, yeah, I would... since they're probably never going to see it, I'd like for everybody else to see it. So you can go check it out at behance.net/Linz Ward. You can go to my Twitter at Linz Ward, LINSWRD. You can go to my website, secworddesigns.com. Check all that out. But the piece is featured at behance.net/Linz Ward. And there's also a close-up of the detail done on Bray Wyatt. So if you want to check that out. But don't forget to tune into The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, as we talk all about SmackDown and WrestleMania and everything else going on around it, because there's going to be a ton of news, ton of discussions. We're going long on this one, y'all.
Plus NXT.
Yes, plus NXT.
So much to get into. You can get us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio to search Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks to PWMania.com. Thanks to YouTube.com/MBG1211. That's Wrestling Figure Wednesdays with Matt Goldberg. Speaking of Matt Goldberg, check out the Figure Mark podcast. Same spot, YouTube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rock, and we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. We'll see you live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the Rack's WrestleMania preview spectacular. Good night, everybody.
Bye.